mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. Today, join as we wander in auspicious coincidence together.
As above, so below, here we are again, and once again we revisit the badass of badassery, Spiritfoot. Spiritfoot, Chapter 4, Weaving Spirit Fire. Give your guidance, Lady Lilith, and let the ritual begin, Spiritfoot said, holding the ball of patron darkness at her heart. Lily turned to her friend and love, Fire, and willed the ritual to begin. Fire, without any cue as to why he would know, became a loom and placed in front of Lady Lily. Spiritfoot nodded in confident appreciation and began, without the effort or understanding of how he knew, Otto gathered the patrons to the loom. Fire knew, and a spindle appeared at her side. Each patron stepped forward, and Spiritfoot would give Lady Lily the end of their suffering. Each patron watched as she took their suffering and formed a thread of fire, which she ran into the loom, making a spirit pattern for the individual patron. Joy and awe filled each and every spirit as they watched the fire loom do its work. Every spirit has their own pattern, their own rhythm or pulse, Spiritfoot shared with a rabbit spirit, as the loom wove a full moon, Bunny jumping in glee. Here is yours. Lady Lily fell in as she pulled the moon fire off the loom for the floppy-eared spirit. On they wove, as no spirit would be left behind tonight. As the night went on, the bar filled with fire tapestries, and the revelry, as each and every spirit shared their wisdom and made friendships with one another. Laughter broke out here, there. Pockets of joy and play began to appear all around the Gorgon's head. The band's mantra built into a pulse that began to move the bar. Each spirit, with their new fire cloak, began to sway. Those with similar pulses began to find each other. As they did, they found they were given more life force to work with, drawing each spirit further into the dance. Step by step, each found their own rhythm. I think we may be there, said Otto, with a toothy smile and a warmth he always held in his eyes when his healing made a difference. And tonight, it was making a difference, and his tribe was enjoying it just as much as he was. Not more, however, as there was no being that enjoyed healing spirits more than Otto, the Naga King. Mantra became music. Music birthed song. Now Spiritfoot and her tribe had a party on their hands, and the dancing was no longer swaying, but a full-on interaction of love. Each making beauty with those around them, design and pose most intricate and elegant, touching all interdependent on the other. Now Lady Lilith cast the spell and let the Dutzi finish its work. As the last of the darkness went through the spindle to finish the tapestry of mighty warrior hummingbird, Lilith began. Ancient pain, well springs of sorrow, hidden and unsung. Rontos came out of the darkness and offered it to Lily so that she might finish her words. Piled under ages of decay, taking each piece of different spirit away, old tired darkness be appeased. Let these love creative free you, making all whole once again. Bear witness with Spiritfoot as Lily sang, each fire quilt found its way into the spirit and filled the ancient hole as it had never been. A roar of the party crested to a whole new chi. the Gorgon's head was the beauty of life unfolding and creating within life and within each creation a new life to be found. Spirits so recently trapped in the shame and mire of resentment now found themselves free to play, all their abilities at their command. Hello, hello, hello again, you rowdy lot. Spiritfoot found the resonance to call every spirit's attention, a miracle through the wildest party the Gorgon's head had ever seen, to silent, rapt attention. Spiritfoot was in command. She moved forward in her quest. With healing, I bring a responsibility. As spirits, we must care for the dogs so that they may remember their role as gatekeepers. This is how we can open the gates once again. Is that all it will take? Agni called out. Yes, that is all. And that is the only condition for your medicine? Agni continued. Yes, that is all. A rumble and a roar moved through the bar. A resounding sense of, oh yeah, we got this, filled the field. In his excitement, he took a moment of pause. He turned to Spiritfoot, and with just one word, how? That, good sir, is the question of the day. What do you know about the gates? I know the gate I have seen never opens. Has there ever been a dog at your gate? Now that you mention it, no. Well then, how could it? As it is a dog's bark that opens and closes the gates. Really? How do you know that? A serpentine-haired beauty asked. Cerebus taught me. Yes, dog, Cerebus? Oh, yes, of course. After the events of the evening, I believe you. What do we need to know? Dogs don't like mean owners. They need a monkey to care for their needs. It brings them great joy, and most important, it is our job as spirits to remind them of the rhythm of the gate they keep. Do you see the dilemma we have been in? No. Of course. How can you see or know any different, as it has been the air you have been breathing and the water you have been swimming in for so long? When the gates get stuck, the spirits find themselves trapped in shame. Or is it the other way around? The shame takes the piece of the spirit, and so they forget their role, and the gates stop working. The dogs forget, and stagnance takes hold. Stagnance brings illness, and with illness we give birth to the venom of the Nagas. And this, of course, leads to the need for a great clearing, like we had tonight. This place was foul when we arrived. The spirits, patrons of the Gorgon's head, settled around Spiritfoot to hear her fully, as all the spirits wanted to learn how to take care of the dogs and support them as keepers of the gates of the Great Mother. The barkeep stood and formally asked Spiritfoot to teach them the ways of the dog and care of the spirit gates. Spiritfoot gave her assent, and all settled their attention for the words to come. Now look at this. There are miracles. Spiritfoot beamed love to the ocean of spirits in front and around her, from rowdy lot and lewd to refined and elegant in one evening. So here's the rub. We are needed and must return to the Mother's creation. We are the spirit force, and we have been called into action by Cerebus and Lord Death himself. Whole and complete, I believe you are all up for the task. Am I right? Yeah, oh hell yeah! Return to creation or bust! Let's do this! From refined to rowdy, maybe miracles only go so far. Spirits need their wild freedom, and Otto's medicine with love of fire and Lady Lily has given ground for that, and the rest is up to you, you sovereign lot. Each spirit found themselves taking their fire and making it their own with her words. As it integrated, they found that they had a pulse, a rhythm, that yet was beyond words to them, only a sense. The mother's creation is full of gates. The gates keep the rhythm of the whole being in balance. Do you feel your rhythm, your pulse? Settle, settle, three times settle. Enjoy this rhythm. It is your own, and there is none like it in all of creation. The Gorgon's head and the space itself took in Spiritfoot's words and settled as they did. Each and every spirit's rhythm came forth and found its place in the whole. Ah, now this is the miracle I have been waiting for. Take it in, my tribe, for this, all spirits in their place, is why we journey in the realm of spirit. Do you all feel it? No more pain. The storehouses and caverns filled once with wicked law and Naga's venom now hold the light of love, a refuge and healing ground for us all. Three steps back, so you all have the whole of our mission in your being. You all, my brothers and sisters, must return to the Mother's creation, and to do this, you will have to take the ancient path of Fire's rise from the depths. The story goes that Fire and his brothers were tired of holding up creation, and so they went into hiding. Fire hid in the great depth of shame and resentment, as they were sure that no one would look for them there. It was the frog that outed him. The irony is that the frog didn't want to get boiled. The frog is the entry point to our path. Don't be distracted, as he is the beginning and not the goal for us tonight. Passing the frog, you will find the fig tree and the garden of Persephone. Take a rest if you like, but don't stop there, for you must take flight like a falcon and awaken and empower Agni and his brothers to open the fire paths to the heart hearth once again. Now, this is crucial information for our success. You all with me? Huzzah, Spiritfoot! We are with you, hungry and ready for action! Spiritfoot laughed and all joined in. She raised her hand and all of the drinks in the bar filled to the brim. Oh yeah, I still got it. Drink and listen, for this is the point in the mission when you will have to take your sovereign responsibility as a spirit. When you reach the heart hearth, you will have to listen for the whisper within you, your own rhythm, for this is your direct line of connection and love with the Great Mother. This pulse is the path that will take you where you need to go to be of the greatest benefit to the whole. Fruition of our mission is that each of you will find yourself in perfect symbiosis with your world, and will be there to remind the dogs of your rhythm, so they will know how to time the opening and closing of the Mother's gates. You all ready to do your duty? Spirits stood as one. No words. It was time for action. Fire, from loom to portal, opened a hearth in the Gorgon's head, and like a hurricane of elements swirling with blazing life, all of the spirits flowed into the fire portal to find their new life, their new purpose, to hold the rhythms and heal the dog spirit chain so that gates find balance and the mother's duty is met and held up by the ease and grace of spirit love. Leaving Rantos, Santos, Otto, Lily, Fire, and Spiritfoot to share one last drink together at the bar of the Gorgon's head. Otto opened another bottle of Medusa's Fang. Let's see what this stuff tastes like without my medicine, as we take in the transformation. Spiritfoot pulled out a roll of simple cloth from inside her inside pocket and opened it. Yes, let's watch the moment the spirits return to creation, another cycle complete. Spiritfoot opened the cloth and placed it on the table as Otto poured his tribe libation for their efforts in healing the dog chain. Green, sticky, sweet venom poured forth from the bottle. I know this stuff, Otto said as he poured. We are blessed. You will never again have the opportunity to taste Naga's venom like this again, now that the spirits are back. Above the cloth, in luminous display, they watched as the spirits found the magic door, or rather, door to magic, and reminded the dogs, and the frog gate opened with a pulse of a ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. On they went, and to no one's surprise, many spirits took Persephone's hospitality and rested before they stepped from the nest and took flight. In the rest, the spirits remind the dogs, and the gates to the Tartarus open once again. The fire sticks are a force of their own, and on waking fire's brothers, like the Venturi effect, they pulled the spirits in and drew them all to the heart hearth. Devotion built in the spirits as they found holding their pulse naturally attracted the nature of the dog to the gate. Up the fire stick to the final challenge, sovereign autonomy of spirit. The tribe held their breath, all but Rantos, who had taken a sip of Medusa's fang. Wow, there's an experience I never need again. Otto burst out in laughter, and the team watched as the miracle they sought took place before them. Each found their own, and together, as one, they reminded the dog of the heart hearth, and he rang out the bark of the heart, opening the doors to every channel and byway on the cosmic highway. And off they all went, with a joy just a brief time before they thought impossible. Spiritfoot drank her shot of Medusa's fang and made a sour face. Pure Schadenfreude. You're right, Rantos. I never want to have to taste that vibration again. Let's dedicate the merit and get out of this place. Can you put some Dootsie in the drink? I think there is no further need for poison eating. Otto dropped his pill in each tribe member's drink, giving birth to rainbow froth, as Spiritfoot began a ritual they all knew well from years of journeying together. Santos, you want to take the lead on this one? Spiritfoot said, smiling and giving way for him to step in and give the imp's dedication of merit. So rarely heard, it felt as though only this dedication could do the bearing witness needed for the work completed. Santos took a very serious priestly pose and began, "We did it. It's done. Now let's go and have some fun." Lots of love. Thank you for joining me. As always, I truly appreciate that you wander with this lowly yogi and hear these tales. And of course, please feel free to share, support, subscribe, all of the things that one does to support something they love. At any rate, great joy to you all. May your week bring many blessings. And as always, play us out, Monkey Max. Play us out.
Earth Mother and friends, you cross a hearth at last. Long have we grieved while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease, may it never cease. We welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome Bodhi tender and mild. Welcome protection and welcome friends. It's been a long wait, but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer and fall, winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality, welcome all. Time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all you protectors, and we call you in. We welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.